Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Monday here on the show. You don't know what it means today. We got a wild one. Today we're going to be joined by Lance Storm and Filthy Tom Lawler. It's a three-man booth today, and we got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow's NXT. Wednesday is Grand Slam Mexico. Thursday is Impact. Friday is SmackDown. Saturday is a Collision I'm going to. Wednesday is a Dynamite I'm going to next week. And then we've got all of the news, including a civil lawsuit filed by a production worker, a production team member against Jon Moxley over an incident that occurred on Dynamite in 2023. We'll tell you what the claims are here. We've got the G1 coming up. So yesterday on Observer Radio, we talked about the two blocks. There were some open spots. Now we know who's going to be in the playoff matches for those open spots. And I'll just say that if you were looking at the lineup last night and thought, eh, well, when you hear who's in the playoffs, you're also going to think, eh. So anyway, we'll tell you who's in there and the G1 this year. Also, the Tanahashi retirement tour. He's got a match for the global title coming up. We can talk about the New Japan show this weekend. Not sure how much of that Tom has seen. I don't think Lance has seen too much, but we'll find something to talk to that guy about. And all of the news from the weekend. The Godfather was in a car accident. He's all right. And plenty of other notes as well. 425-780-7566. We can talk SmackDown and plenty more. So back in a moment to kick it off. Observer Live.
I worked on the ranch here, first with my grandfather and then my dad. On this land, we do have a lot of sun, but also have a lot of wind. So having the turbines on the ranch is a benefit to us. I was apprehensive about the whole project, but now I think it's a win-win for everybody. We will produce power for the folks around this area, and this land will have a legacy. As a rancher, I think that's what we really hope for.
Sponsored by the American Clean Power Association.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If that sound gets your pulse racing, you need Aeromasters, celebrating a century of the American fighter pilot. This stunning museum-quality book captures fascinating aviation history and honors the legends of the sky from World War I to today. Packed with rare photos, breathtaking artwork, prose and poetry, and heroic stories. Order now at FrontierInsightsLLC.com. Get 20% off for a limited time. That's FrontierInsightsLLC.com.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm here. And I always get something right before the show starts. Today was an email. Brian, good news, your iPhone is almost paid off. I paid that thing off. I didn't even. What are they talking about? It's not spam either. Have I been paying for this thing? I paid it. I just bought it years ago. Oh well, deal with that later.
That's important news.
Maybe it's part of the landline that I had to pay for about 7 years after I didn't have a landline anymore. That sucked. Well, how's everyone doing? What's up, Lance?
I'm great. You never did introduce Filthy.
Oh, I said hi to him off air. Hi, Tom. How you
What's
doing?
Up?
How's your body feeling?
Same as last time.
Well, I'm expecting that like, if they keep like cracking you, you'll start to get a little more
I
erect.
Some x-rays done. I have an MRI scheduled Thursday morning.
Oh, man. Did you get the x-rays back yet?
Well, my doctor's gone for Father's Day. So
no. You sound like you're in a great mood today.
I'm fine.
So anyway, everybody, it's been real. I'm watching a video of Moxley shove this bloke down over and over again on a loop. So here's the story, everybody. A civil lawsuit filed in Michigan accuses Jon Moxley of deviating from the script and injuring a production team member during a 2023 episode of Dynamite. First reported by John Alba of Sports Illustrated, suit was filed by Christopher Dispensa on May 30th. He claims he suffered significant injuries, cervical, spine, and shoulder damage requiring surgery after being shoved to the ground by Moxley during the May 10, 2023 broadcast. This was a cage match between Moxley and Kenny Omega. Dispensa was not an AEW employee, had been brought in by Little Caesars Arena to work the event. He was instructed to hand Moxley a screwdriver during the match, it says. It alleges he was given no warning that Moxley would engage with him afterwards by shoving him. So there's a video. It's all over Twitter. You can see him get shoved here. And then there's the deal. Plaintiff was tasked with holding a screwdriver for defendant Moxley, which is in all caps, to use during the performance. Plaintiff was not a performer, was not warned of spontaneously becoming a performer. Plaintiff held the screwdriver for defendant Moxie to take from his hand, as intended and scripted. Upon receiving the item and without warning, explanation, or prior discussion, defendant Moxley unexpectedly deviated from the planned script by placing his hands on plaintiff's face and shoulder and violently shoving plaintiff to the ground. And the plaintiff needed cervical spine surgery, shoulder surgery, other serious injuries, necessitated significant medical treatment. So that's like the first part of this, okay? So listen, should Moxley have shoved this guy down if he wasn't part of the show? Of course not. So they've got the video here. You know, he goes over, he gets a screwdriver, and then he shoves this dude down. Now, the second part here is, they've got further information. So it said that AEW is negligent in hiring Jon Moxley because he claims the company, quote, knew or should have known of Jon Moxley's, quote, documented history of unpredictability, and it claims here prior disciplinary issues, although none are mentioned, and I've actually never heard of a disciplinary issue that I can even think of involving Jon Moxley. It says that he has a history of disciplinary issues before this incident involving other people while under AEW's employ, agency, or contractual relationship. And he has a documented history of unpredictability and lack of control, which I also never have heard of. So there's no incidents listed of either of these, but that's what the fella claims. And he's looking for damages exceed $25,000, amount determined by court. Damages exceeding $25,000 required to bring a case in circuit court. He seeks compensation for medical expenses, disability, permanent and serious disfigurement, wage loss, lost earning capacity, pain and suffering, exemplary damages for mental and emotional anxiety, humiliation, and indignity, diminution in business reputation and opportunities, and other economic and non-economic damages not yet known. So I think they're just kind of throwing everything at the deal to see what they can get from the court here. But that's the story. Any comment as wrestlers, Lance?
Well, you can't shove production people like that. So there's definitely a wrong committed that's going to probably cost them a lot of money. The bump did not look like a requiring neck and shoulder surgery, but I'm assuming he will have some medical records to back up his case. Dude took a decent bump, so it's probably not looking good.
Filthy?
If you watch when he falls, it's tough to tell because I believe he's wearing black and the ground is black. But, I mean, it's possible he hit his head on the barricade, you know, at a weird angle. So that perhaps could have been what caused it. You know, obviously, like Lance said, you know, you can't put your hands on people who are not trained performers. This is why you don't engage with fans unless they attack you first. Just a bad idea all around. But hey, if you're Jon Moxley, this is great for your character. I'll say that much.
Okay, I can say with 100% certainty that his head did not hit the barricade, because there's actually no barricade there. He gets shoved towards the announce table. So what you're seeing that's black is actually the black, you know how they put the sheet over the announce table? This was when they had the announce table at ringside. Or maybe it's either the announce table or it's... No, actually, it's where the bell ringer and Justin Roberts are at. So it's actually like it's a table with a sheet over it that he falls towards. So it doesn't look like he actually hit his head on anything from this angle here. But he did fall down. I mean, he was shoved down. So anyway, my big question is about all of these claims of Moxley having a documented history of unpredictability, like he's out attacking people. without warning and disciplinary issues. So maybe those things have happened, but I've never heard of any of those things.
Maybe he's getting confused storyline, because that's certainly Moxley's character.
Well, of course, it's his character, but I don't think he can bring like what happened to someone in storyline into a lawsuit about an actual injury.
Well, lawyers may not fully grasp what's real and what's not.
Yeah, maybe he thought, you know, John Moxley bringing that TV into the ring was real. Who knows?
The lunatic fringe. We're bringing some of that into this lawsuit here.
Maybe he thinks Moxley running around with a gas mask was unplanned.
Well, I think that was probably... Okay. Don't make me laugh about someone getting injured. 8 wrestlers set to compete for the final 4 spots in New Japan's G1 Climax. So here's a G1.
Don't make me laugh, Brian.
Yeah, you know what? I was kind of half thinking maybe you would be in a playoff match, but... You're not.
Play out match. They have those.
Okay, so we've got 16 of the 20 entrants for the G1. The A block has Goto, Bolton Oleg, Yuya Uemura, Yoda Tsuji, David Finlay, Evil, Sonata, Tanahashi, and then we've got 2 playoff matches for the last 2 spots. And we'll get to those after the break. B-Block adds Phantasmo, Shota Umino, Shingo, Zack Sabre Jr., Great Okan, Gabe Kidd, Ren Narita, and Takeshita, and also 2 extra spots. And if you're unenthused by the lineup, prepare to be further unenthused with the playoff matches. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen, everybody, okay? I know I've got a gimmick that I'm never wrong, okay? But that's not true.
No one buys that gimmick.
That's not true, okay? I am wrong, and I will tell you when I am wrong, okay? However, what my real gimmick is lately is when I'm right and no one will acknowledge my rightness, okay? This dude's name is, you ready for this? Bolton Oleg, okay? It's Bolton Oleg. It's not Oleg Bolton. His real name is Oleg Bolton. Now, I, in doing Observer Radio, called him Bolton Oleg, and Dave argued with me that his name was Oleg Bolton. And he said in Japan, when they do the announcements, they always do last name first. Okay, correct. No one's arguing that, okay? But it's not just in the ring entrances. Did you guys watch the Dominion show? He was referred to every single time by both announcers as Bolton Oleg, Bolton Oleg, Bolton Oleg, Bolton Oleg, on the New Japan website, on NJPW 1980, whatever, 1972. Bolton Oleg. That's his name. The announcers did not say in this match, oh, Takeshita, whatever his first name is.
Kanosuke.
They didn't say Takeshita Kanosuke, Takeshita Kanosuke. No, they called him Kanosuke Takeshita. And they called him Bolton Oleg. Because his name, in storyline, is Bolton Oleg. I don't care what his real name is. That's irrelevant, okay? I know his real name is Oleg Bolton. But in New Japan, in canon, his name is Bolton Oleg. Do you understand? Thank you.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I have been chastised vigorously on multiple occasions about this, and I am correct. So yes, I will bring it up.
Yeah, how does it feel?
I also was correct about that promo on Monday on Raw with John Cena and CM Punk. What John Cena was saying was, I know you don't want to go to Saudi Arabia. Too bad, brother. If you want a match for this belt, that's where you got to go. And CM Punk said, okay. And now the storyline is that he is a hypocrite. That is actually the storyline. I was not making that up. I was not doing my own booking. That's what the storyline was, and it was made abundantly clear on SmackDown.
It was very interesting the way they did it because CM Punk said, I will follow you to Mars.
Yes.
If I have to. And I will even go to hell to get that title back.
Yes. Yeah,
I hope MBS doesn't watch the product.
Now, let's talk about these exciting play-in matches for the G1. For the A block, the final two spots will go to the winners of Taichi versus Callum Newman and Ryohei Oiwa versus Don Fale. Yes. Yes. In the B block, the final two spots will go to the winners of Ishii versus Drilla Maloney and Yoshihashi versus Chase Owens. That is your field for the G1. I think we all know there's like one person who could win the G1 this year. Is there more than one? I mean, it's Takeshita, right?
Well, you could do the story of Tanahashi. Yeah, that's the other choice that you have.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not looking at the chat. I'm just not doing it, okay?
Yes, you were.
So, Tanahashi will also be fighting for the global title. He'll be facing Gabe Kidd at New Japan Seoul, which is on July 4th, American Independence Day. And then we've got the A block and B block, two of the play-in matches there. So Tanahashi's getting a shot at another belt, and we'll see how it goes. Gabe Kidd did end up winning the global title from Yota Tsuji this past weekend. We actually had title changes all up and down the show, with the exception of the main event. Sho and Doki defeated Yo and Master Wato, as Doki has now turned heel. Because why not? Other than it's a horrible idea. We've got Ishii and Taichi beat Callum Newman and the Great Okan, which was a pretty good tag match, not gonna lie. Ishii and Taichi so happy to win those titles. They were almost as happy to win the titles as you and I were, Tom, when we thought we beat the Bang Bros for the belts. It was very close. A lot of hugging, kissing. It was kind of sweet. Bolton Oleg beat Takeshita for the never openweight title. There was an evil David Finlay match that I've been warned about. I haven't seen it. Gabe Kidd beat Yota Tsuji, which was a very good match. Gabe Kidd won the global title. And in the best match on the show, Goto beat Shingo to retain the IWGP World Heavyweight title. Went 30 minutes. Excellent match. And Goto is still the champion. Hirooki Goto. Still the IWGP. And you know what? He should be. He's very over. And the people love him. So, that's the New Japan update. Did you see any of this, Tom?
No. But a tidbit is that
Goto, I like tidbits.
Yeah, Goto won that match. He retained his title with kind of a new variation on the GTR, Rainmaker-style GTR that he calls the Goto Revolution.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm sure that guy, I won't even go there. That finish looked terrible. Not like terrible and like a bad finish. It looked like it almost decapitated the guy. It was like one of those moves where I watched it and I was like, yeah, that was a really cool looking finish. But then I thought about it and I was like, in a million years, I would never take that move. A Rainmaker into a GTR across the knee? That didn't look good.
Yeah, grounds for a lawsuit.
Shingo looks like he's going to be walking like you after that one. That one looked like it sucked. So also, we got good news. The Godfather was involved in an accident, but he's totally fine, as is the driver of the other vehicle. And apparently it was quite the accident. His vehicle rolled three times, and he and the other driver both walked away unharmed, without a scratch, he says. I definitely believe in the safety of a Dodge Ram. Rolled three times, and both of us walked away without a scratch. And then, I don't want to make light of it, but this is what he wrote on Facebook. He says, it's just really bad weather here in West Virginia. Actually, I guess there was not another driver. He and the passenger, or I guess he wasn't driving, he and the driver. Anyway, the two people in the car were fine. He says, really bad weather here in West Virginia. We started hydroplaning. I wasn't driving. But then we started hydroplaning and went into a three-truck roll. But it's going to take more than that to take me out. But thank you, everybody, for your concern. I just want everyone to know I'm okay, and I'm still smoking. That's very good to hear.
So he was in the truck that rolled three times, and he's fine, and the dude that got shoved down onto the mats at ringside required neck and shoulder surgery.
Yes,
you
correct.
You never know what's going to happen.
And more, according to the deal. You do never know what's going to happen. All right, we got a couple of shows. Raw is tonight, and they had announced a four-way King of the Ring with a mystery. Remember, we were all excited about the idea of the mystery partner on Friday. Maybe it's Ilya Dragunov coming back.
Mystery Iguana.
For a slobber knocker. Yep, like moments after the show ended, they announced, actually, the mystery opponents, it's Jey Uso. So much for that. Jey Uso, Rusev, Bronson Reed, and Sheamus.
It does make sense that he would be in contention for another title shot.
Well, the winner of this match faces Cody in the King of the Ring. So if Jey Uso wins, the men's semifinals, every single person involved is a babyface, which they could do. I mean, it's a chance to do some of these matches that you wouldn't normally be able to do. So we'll see what happens there. Asuka, Stephanie Vaquer, Raquel Rodriguez, and Ivy Nile in a Queen of the Ring first round match. Liv Morgan faces Kairi Sane. Liv Morgan addresses her attack on Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella returns, and Bayley returns. A lot of returns, even though they haven't been gone very long. Well, that's what it says. NXT has Women's Evolution, WWE Evolution Eliminators. Lash Legend versus Kalani Jordan. Izzy Dame versus Zarya. Jada Parker versus Thea Hale. Jordan Grace versus Lola Vice. Blake Monroe signs her NXT contract. And Trick Williams, AJ Francis, and Casey Navarro face Elijah, Josh Briggs, and Inamura. What do you think of that one, Lance?
Well, I think it's amazing, and credit to their new women's divisions, that last time they did an Evolution show, they had to bring back anybody they could find. Now they're having qualifiers for it because their women's rosters are so deep.
So there you go. That's a lot of women that won't be on. Well, I guess they could be on Evolution in a different match. But those are all, those are big NXT women's names. Although they do have like 24 active women on the roster. So you certainly can't put everybody on the Evolution show. All right, when we come back, Tom's going to do the SmackDown report. Back in a moment, Observer Live. What's that on that beat? Go, go, go.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you know, Tom, I heard they put Triple Mania up on YouTube.
Yeah, I believe you can watch the entire show.
Really?
2 hours on the
Triple How about that?
YouTube. Yeah, a few interesting notes from the show.
Oh, yeah?
Los Garza won.
Yeah, they sure
did. Tag team titles. They pinned Forastero, got a big pop for some reason at the finish. Pagano comes in.
Well, you can stop right there.
Pagano
for some reason, Pagano, that's your answer.
Yeah. Pagano hits a Emerald Flosion. Instead of making the cover.
Did he actually hit it?
He hits it, right? Okay. He gets a one count, but then he just gets up off the guy. He goes and grabs Psycho Clown out of a mess of tables. They run to the outside, hit a dive, and then Los Garza just came in, hit their finisher on the guy Pagano had planted, Forastero, and got the win and won the titles.
Really?
Big pop from the crowd, though.
Did he yell a profanity like Dexter Lumis did on SmackDown?
God.
I laughed so hard. Go ahead.
I didn't. I was in fear for Chris Sabin's life.
I still am.
And then in the main event against this was not a TNA show, but against all odds, Vikingo was booed heavily upon his entrance as he faced off against Alberto Del Rio. And I mean, it seemed like the crowd turned. They turned on Vikingo. There was so much interference. So much. There were more guys in that ring than in a Bonnie Blue video. And at the finish, Alberto Del Rio was handcuffed to the ropes. And then the handcuffs broke, but Vikingo still got to the floor and retained the belt.
Sounds awesome. We can watch on YouTube?
You can watch it on YouTube. It's worth it anytime you get to see Pagano in action. So highly recommended.
Lance, did you watch any of SmackDown?
I saw the Motor City Machine Guns tag after your review with Vinny, and I watched some of the Punk Cena promo again after your review.
Excellent. Well, let's go, Tom.
All right, so SmackDown from this past
Keep
Friday.
In mind we're on the radio here with a limited time.
Yeah. How often do I screw this one up, buddy? I'm pretty good, huh? After a long Money in the Bank recap, John Cena came out to dueling chants like he has for the past 15 straight years before Mark Nash gave his big over-the-top intro. Cena told us that the Mount Rushmore of wrestling is four of him. He told us about his diabolical plans to keep the title, prove CM Punk is a hypocrite, as you mentioned earlier. He says Seth Rollins ain't going to cash in on him because Rollins wants to be the only champ. Cena is the greatest champ of all time. He's taking the belt with him. Out comes Cody Rhodes, who takes offense to this. He had just pinned Cena at the Money in the Bank. Out comes Randy Orton as well. He says he doesn't care who he has to go through to get his 15th title. LA Knight shows up, says if he has to, he will drop the bald John Cena with everybody saying. And Cena leaves the ring, berates the crowd, and then gets jumped by Ron Killings.
Mm.
Then had a King of the Ring qualifier match, Aleister Black, Randy Orton, Carmelo Hayes, LA Knight. The first portion of this kind of just felt like guys doing moves. Good enough action. It's a multi-man match on SmackDown, Raw. We've had a lot of them lately. At the end, Orton set up for the double DDT. Knight hit him with a leaping neck breaker. Finishing stretch got pretty good. Knight set up for the double jump elbow. Bronson Reed showed up, pulled him off the top. Bron Breakker showed up, speared LA Knight. Mello went to take advantage of this, left off the top with a splash, but somehow Randy Orton snuck in, hit an RKO right on top of LA Knight midair, and then he pinned Knight and got the win.
I thought this match was pretty good, and I don't mind. I mean, listen, we're going to get a lot of interference. It happens, like, all the time. So at least when something plays into something the previous week and is setting up a feud, I can accept it. It's much better than when I have to watch a 20-minute match and Seth just comes out and stomps some dude. This was all right.
Well, in these two, you actually get a finish, right? It's not like it's just a DQ because of the multi-man nature of the match.
And you get stars when you have a four-way. So at least there's that.
Fatu came to the ring.
There's a better field for the King of the Ring than the G1. Go ahead, Lance.
I was just going to say, you can have stars in singles matches. Oh, it is possible.
Yeah,
no one is complaining here about, like, oh, this knocked LA Knight down the card.
No. You know?
So Fatu came to the ring, said it's him against the world now, all gas, no brakes. Solo Sikoa and JC Mateo popped up on the big screen as Solo addressed Fatu from a solitaire table in a dungeon. He said next week he will be in the ring with his arms wide open, waiting for Fatu to come back to him. He wants to hear the words, I love you, Solo. He says he brought Jacob to this world, and then he threatens to take him out of it. Mm. Nick Aldis put Alba Fire into the Queen of the Ring tournament instead of Chelsea, as Chelsea was at a pool drinking and on the cell phone arguing with him. Then Zelina Vega showed up, cut an inspirational promo, said she wants to fight Julia now, but, well, it's not going to happen because Julia's not there. We had another King of the Ring qualifier, Queen of the Ring. I apologize. Sorry. As we had Jade Cargill, Mishin, Piper Niven, and last year's rightful queen, Nia Jax. So Piper and Nia teamed up for the most part of this match, the large portion.
The majority.
Yes. On Jade Cargill before they would kind of got into it themselves. Mishin came in with a Hurricane Rana, Tornado DDT. Nia and Piper got back on the same page. They threw Jade Cargill over the desk, which took out Wade Barrett. Nia crushed Mishin with an Annihilator. Piper broke it up, tackled Nia through the barrier on the floor, crushed Mishin with a Vader bomb, but Jade Cargill swooped in, hit the Jaded on Piper, got the win, and moves on, where she will defeat Tiffany Stratton at SummerSlam for the title. Naomi then came to the ring with her Money in the Bank briefcase.
And didn't find that match all that good, if I'm being honest. Not very good. A lot of loud spot calling. No heat.
Charlotte was that's not even this match. Jesus.
It was Nia. Tell her to break it up! She's right in front of the camera. She looks right at the ref and screams at the top of her lungs.
Naomi came to the ring. She had her briefcase. Tiffany came to the ring. They argued. Naomi asked her if she looked like Bobo the Fool. She then told Tiffany she's going to cash in when she's most vulnerable. Nia then attacked Tiffany from behind. Nia was still laid out, but she showed up, beat up Tiffany. Naomi went back to cash in. Nia yelled at her, get out of here, and held the ring. It was decided backstage DIY was going to take on the Wyatts. So we had this match. Brian, would you like to say anything about this contest?
I strongly advise you to proceed.
Oh, that's not even the best part. Dang it. Let Lance talk about this match. It's an atrocity.
It struck me as a match that would happen if someone showed up late and didn't have time to prepare, or right before you went out, they're like, we need an extra 6 minutes. Something went short. Like, it just felt like Loomis in particular just seemed to not be 100% sure of what was going on for several stretches there.
He was lost. Absolutely lost. All right, here we go.
Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool? I ain't gonna cash in on you now. I'ma cash in when you least expect it. Bitch, you...
Oops. Sorry, Dom. I thought I was gonna get it. I was absolutely dying during this. This was the best thing on the show! Naomi's promo is incredible. Yeah, this White 6 match sucked. And, you know, it's just like, there's no house shows. No one gets to work. You're either working on TV or you're not working. And neither of these guys has had a match all year. Their last match was in December. They get here in the ring, and it's just, and you know, last night Dave was talking about, well, you know, Dexter had a different, it had nothing to do with their character. It had to do with they didn't know what was going on. He didn't know what was next. And then at the top of his lungs, he just drops an F-bomb on national television. Because, like, he went for a cover and then realized he wasn't supposed to and couldn't just go, like, you know, kick out. It's like he covered him, and then the ref goes to count, but then he just gets up. And he goes, F-bomb, mad. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's where Pagano got that spot from.
This is off the rails. Yeah. Yeah, this was a disaster.
They made Chris Sabin look bad.
Yeah. They made the Motor City Machine Guns look bad.
What?
Think about that.
Alex Shelley getting spooked by the Wyatts. I'm good, guys.
Gee, man.
John Cena, he wanted R-Truth to meet him in the ring. He told Jimmy Uso. Instead, he got CM Punk. They went back and forth. This is a great promo. Unfortunately, I don't have a ton of time.
It wasn't even a great promo. It was like...
They're addressing it. What do you want him to say?
Punk is usually like a great promo. But, he's one of those guys, you got to believe what you're saying. And this was a promo where it's like, he just was not confident in his material here. And you could see it. Like, he forgot what he was going to say. He just stared blankly at Cena for a while. And
I'm a John Cena fan. Why I thought it was a great promo.
All right. Well, it was not Punk's best night. He had no defense for the fact that he's going to Saudi Arabia after what he said to The Miz.
This John Cena character, what the heck is this?
Hideous is what it is.
I've turned the corner, and now I love it.
He's
the best baby face they got right now.
We're not going to finish this review. We got to talk about John Cena. Okay? Listen to me. This has got to end. Okay? It has to end not only because it sucks, but because he's going to kill himself having to be a heel. Because he's got to bump. He's got to get beat up. And you know what he clearly doesn't want to do or can't? Bump or get beat up. And like, you know, as a babyface, I mean, I saw all those Honky Tonk Man matches when he wouldn't even do a bump on a shake, rattle, and roll. Guy didn't have to take any bumps. He went out there. He did a little stuff to somebody. They, like, booted him or whatever, and he just had to get on his knees, and then they hit him or whatever. He didn't have to take any bumps, and then he just had to make a big comeback, and everyone else took all the bumps, and then he just shook and rattled, and then they rolled. Like, it sucked, but it was much better than if he had to be a heel. And you got to bump and feed at the end, or it's like, he can't do that. He's going to kill himself. Nobody buys that he's a bad guy. They chant, "Let's go, Cena," much louder than they chant, "Cena sucks." The show ends and they all go, "Thank you, Cena." Why are we doing this? Why? Even Punk in his promo was like, "Can we just get this over with? I'm giving you an out. Just like be a good guy now and go out and wave to everybody." That's all he needs to do. It's not just that it's bad. It's that he's going to get hurt doing it. Just go back to being a babyface. It's an easier match. Everybody's going to cheer you on the way out. Why are we doing this?
Yes, he'd be much better off physically if he was playing the role of Hulk Hogan when he was feuding with Christian and I.
Yes.
Where he just had to stand in the middle and let us do the work.
Yes, you stand there and everybody runs at you and bounces off of you. That's all he has to do. Golly. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or
or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Tom, wrap her up, baby.
No what? Problem. In the last two matches of the SmackDown show from Friday evening, we had two more King of the Ring qualifiers, or one Queen of the Ring and one King of the Ring qualifier. Alexa Bliss, Charlotte, Alba Fire, and Candice LeRae all battled it out to move on to the semifinals. And at the finish, Alexa Bliss hit a Sister Abigail DDT as Charlotte had Alba Fire in the figure four. Alba Fire taps out, but it was a split second too late as Alexa Bliss recorded the pinfall right before that and moves on. And in the main event, we had Cody Rhodes pin Shinsuke Nakamura in a match that also included Andrade and Damian Priest. And he will move on to the semifinals along with Sami Zayn, Randy Orton, and the winner of tonight's other King of the Ring qualifier. And guys, I think there's a simple solution. You want people to bring, or you want people to boo John Cena? You just got to bring back Travis Scott. There's no way, no way on the planet I'm cheering for Travis Scott if he gets back in that ring.
Well, I guess we'll see. Every time Travis Scott shows up, people are waiting for The Rock. And he's off doing whatever. Although they do keep mentioning the final boss on TV, so I don't know what any of this means. I don't know, man. But you know what I know? I know we're out of time. And it's going to be an interesting week because Lance is in and out. He's got stuff to do, so I don't know when he's going to be on or not. Same with Tom. But it'll either be one, both, neither, or however we do it. So that's the plan. So anyway, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Lance, as always. Tom, old Mike Sempervivi, wherever you're at. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.